Tensions have been high on U.S. college campuses ever since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel and the resulting war in Gaza. For student journalists on those campuses, it's a huge story and a tricky one to cover when friends and classmates are so deeply divided. Aubrey Uhas of member station WWNO spoke to student journalists at Tulane University in New Orleans about how it's going.
Hannah Levitin wasn't planning to cover a protest the Thursday before Halloween. She didn't even know people were gathering in support of Palestinians until she stumbled on it.
As a journalist, you're never off the clock. And so I walked into that rally and instantly we kind of realized this is something that people are going to talk about for months to come, years to come maybe.
Levitin is a senior at Tulane, a private and highly selective school in New Orleans. She says the rally started out peaceful, but as counter-protesters gathered, both sides started hurling insults. A video posted to social media and referenced in Levitin's reporting shows a red pickup truck pulling into the middle of the street between the two groups. Someone standing in the bed of the truck holds a lighter up to an Israeli flag. Another person runs up and pulls the flag away. A fight erupts. Tulane's police department confirmed the details of what happened at the rally. Three students were assaulted and several people were arrested, none of them students. The story Levitin and her classmates published that day marked a turning point for Tulane's student paper, The Hullabaloo. The conflict in the Middle East has led to demonstrations, backlash, and even violence on college campuses, from New York City to Cambridge, Massachusetts, to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Even college leaders have come under fire, notably the presidents of Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania, who faced withering criticism for their testimony on Capitol Hill about anti-Semitism. For student journalists, what's happening on their campuses is likely the biggest story they've ever covered. Things are especially complicated at Tulane.
I mean, people literally call it Jewlane.
About a third of students at Tulane identify as Jewish, according to the school's Hillel chapter. That includes Levitin. The school doesn't track how many students identify as Muslim or any other religion. There is a Muslim student group, but they didn't respond to NPR's requests. Even though many students have personal ties to Israel, opinions on the Israel-Hamas war vary widely. Levitin says not everyone on the pro-Israel side was at the rally for the same reason.
There are people who are standing on the pro-Israel side, like against Hamas or against anti-Semitism, or they're standing on the pro-Israel side because they support Netanyahu, and you don't know unless you speak with them.
Which is exactly what she and her co-reporter Lindsay Rule did for both sides of the protest. They made a point of recording the interviews. Here's Rule, then Levitin.
We talked to a guy who was sobbing. I mean, it was so, I almost cried like interviewing people on both sides.
It became apparent as we were going through those interviews that these are things that you need to hear because the emotion is something that you can't read in print.
So they decided to make the paper's first ever podcast.
This is Breaking Waves, the Tulane Hullabaloo's new podcast.
It puts students with different opinions side by side, like Anaya Rogers, Rachel Dan, and Gabriel Rudelman.
Israel doesn't need support. They have the U.S. support. Palestinian people, people of color, Muslim people, my people, we need the support that we so desperately haven't gotten yet.
I am actually not pro-Israeli government, but when I saw that this protest and the Instagram behind this protest were posting, honestly, propaganda that had anti-Semitic tropes, I felt like I needed to stand against that.
It's scary to be a Jew right now. We're not safe. Like, if Israel wasn't formed, like, if they took Israel away from us when they tried years ago when they attacked, we would all be dead. None of us would be standing here right now.
Reaction to the podcast and the paper's other coverage has been generally positive. The Rule says some classmates saw her differently after she was seen at the pro-Palestinian demonstration. Not everyone understood her role as a journalist.
I was talking to some girl, and she mentioned that many people were texting her because they saw me on one side, and they were hurt and offended that I was on that side. It's kind of frustrating because it's, as a journalist, read the story.
Levitin says social media is making the problem worse, especially college-specific platforms like Fizz. She says it's become a place where misinformation is framed as news. And that's further entrenched students in their views.
We're 18 to 21. How can you possibly have made up your mind and decided that you are standing on one side and you are unwavering, you are not going to ever consider speaking to people on that other side?
She says the paper and the university have a chance to bring students together, to listen and learn from one another. It's an opportunity they can't afford to miss. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Juhas in New Orleans.